And a very good morning to you. It is Tuesday morning, the 18th of January, the year 2022. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. Psalm 46 and verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. Then we go to the New Testament, to the book of Mark, chapter 6, and I'm reading from verse 30. Then the apostles gathered to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said to them, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. So they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves. A few years ago, the Lord spoke to me almost audibly. And you know what he said? He said, your busyness is making me tired. I tell you what, folks, it was a wake-up call. God is not impressed by our busyness. Remember, he wants you to himself. It's only the world that's impressed. I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Even the disciples did not have time to eat. They were telling Jesus of all the miracles and the healings that had taken place. And Jesus said, come aside and rest a while. You know, I ride my horse, Snowy. I love that Appaloosa. And he talks to me probably more than a lot of people. If I'm in a rush and I just want to have a quick ride before I have to go and do something, that horse of mine becomes very agitated. He becomes naughty sometimes. He doesn't listen to what I'm saying because he thinks that there's trouble. He thinks that Angus is too uptight. We need to relax and we need to be still and know that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is God. You know, the Lord always makes people feel important. Remember the woman at the well? She wasn't even a Jew. She was a Samaritan. He had time to speak to her and tell her her whole life story. I'm talking about God himself. What about the little people that came to Jesus? The disciples tried to chase them away. He said, suffer the little ones to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. These days, nobody wants to listen anymore. We really need to take time out. My old friend, Alan, who was my neighbor next door farm, we used to stand at that barbed wire fence early in the morning waiting for our staff to come to work. I'm talking about before 5 o'clock, and we used to chat to each other. And he always used to say to me, Angus, take time out to smell the roses. Alan. I'm trying. Go out today and smell the roses. Jesus bless you. Goodbye.